I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. First of all, a look at the high school schedules today for baseball. Richland Center is home against Dodgeville. Prairie du Chien is at River Valley. Platteville at Lancaster. Seneca plays at Ithaca. Fenimore at Southwestern. It's also Weston at North Crawford. Kickapoo at Waseca Steuben. Lafarge at DeSoto. Royal at Bangor. It's Westby at Viroqua. Cashton at One Ewok Center. Iowa Grant at Schulzburg-Benton. And River Ridge at Potosi-Cassville. Richland Center girls softball team plays a big one today against Prairie du Chien, a team that trails them by a game in the conference standings. 5 o'clock first pitch time at Richland Center this afternoon. Also, Darlington at Riverdale, Fenimore at Cuba City, Lancaster at Belmont, Mount Horeb at Platteville, North Crawford at Lafarge, Seneca at DeSoto, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Barneveld at Dodgeville, Westby at Viroqua Youth Initiative, Royal at Bangor, River Ridge at Potosi-Cassville, Cashton at One Ewok Center, and Ithaca Weston plays a doubleheader at Waseca Steuben. In girls soccer, Richland Center is at Prairie du Chien Co-op this afternoon. Platteville Lancaster visits River Valley, Columbus at Dodgeville Mineral Point, and Toma at Reedsburg. Baraboo plays at West Salem. Things are off and running big time with the Richland Center golf teams. They have a few meets left before the upcoming conference and sectional. In fact, they have a meet coming up. I talked to Coach Jamie Johnson about that.
It's our only home match of the year for the varsity. It's at Quail Run on Thursday. It's unique because last year we went to the conference where we played 18 holes, which is great because every other course has 18 holes but us. We only have 9, so we're going to run the track twice, as we call it. We're going to change the tee boxes and kind of make that a little interesting format. So some of our guys, we're hoping to get out, you know, tomorrow and try from some of these different spots that they're not used to hitting to. But they do know the rest of the course pretty well. So I think that's going to add some challenges. We're actually going to look to see if we can include the old 9 green for the second round and see if the guys can risk-reward, if they want to risk trying to drive the green on a par 4. Go for it, but you got water on the left that could cost you. So I think it'd be exciting. It looks like it should be decent weather, especially compared to what we've had. And then we're done with that. And then we are into conference tournaments there that we have coming up on the 19th. And then the following week will be regionals, which will be at Portage this year.
Who have your leaders been this year, Jamie?
Gabe Metz has got the most experience. He's our number one. He's our lowest scorer. You know, we were hoping he was on track to have a great round, and just the last 2 or 3 holes yesterday just kind of caught some bad breaks, and that can happen in golf, and kind of got up where he normally is, but he was, you see the improvement when you're working with him, talking to him. He's learning how to control and manipulate the ball, you know, whether it's a draw, a fade, you know, all the different things there. I think as a team, we all need to improve our short game. That's where you really gain or lose the strokes in that capacity. But we have 2 seniors this year who come out too, Cruz Salazar and Landon Prohaska, who, you know, come out. We wish they would have been out earlier. They've done a nice job this year, participating on the varsity, you know, for us. And then Will Weiss, you know, is starting to put it together. He's got the tools and the toolkit, as we say. And then Cody Paul's a sophomore who, you know, got an opportunity early on. Some guys weren't able to make it, and he's like, I'm not giving up this spot. I think he's played very well. He continues to improve. We love about him is that he's a competitor, and we know he's going to work at it from that regard. And so we're excited. You know, we're going to lose some different seniors who've been in, you know, part of it, but we're also building towards next year. We've had some good JV matches. We've had a lot of kids who are competing on the JV level, which is great. Our numbers were huge this year. We had 25 kids out, and a lot of them, you know, 14, 15, really want to learn and to compete, being, you know, in the future there. And we got a group of 4 or 5 underclassmen who I think are committed this summer just to golfing a lot, and that's what it takes, especially when we don't have a driving range. We are extremely handicapped. So if anybody knows any land that we could use, out there in the community to be able to do that. We kind of use the 6 fairway as best we can and chase down the balls when the public aren't out there, but that's really hard to do to improve without getting that repetition of hits and seeing those changes. So all in all, we're pretty pleased with the hand we're dealt, And the kids have been great. They're a lot of fun, and we've just had a great year so far.
Good luck to the Richland Center High School golf team today at home at Quail Run. The 2026 Richland Center Church League softball season will get underway next Tuesday night, May 19th, at Kroska Park. In fact, 11 teams have signed up for the action that gets underway on the East Diamond at 7 o'clock next Tuesday, also the West Diamond at 7, and the full season schedule and rules will be published soon on the RC Church League website. For questions, you can contact Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. The recent Race for Grace first responder final results are in. Among the fire departments wearing their full gear for the 1 mile challenge, the Ash Kicker team from Viroqua took first. The Avoca Fire Department took second, followed by the Richland Center Fire Department A team, Muscadet Fire Department, and the Hixton Hotshots, who travel a couple of hours every year to be a part of the Grace event. The area police departments that took part, Sauk County ERT took first. The enforcers from the Richland County Sheriff's Department were second, and the Blue Crew Richland Center Police Department were third. And among the EMS competitors, TNT from Plain took first. The resuscitators from Richland County EMS were second, and Avoca EMS finished third during the Race for Grace First Responder Challenge this past Saturday. Brewers closer Abner Uribe gave up a 3-run home run in the 9th inning, leading to a 3-1 loss last night. Jacob Mizorowski and Aaron Ashby had shut out the Padres through 8 innings. Bryce Terang drove in Milwaukee's only run in the bottom of the 5th. Uribe took the loss. It was a disappointing one for Pat Murphy and the gang.
You know, you have to swallow it. That's part of it. You're going to have 3 or 4 of these every year. We got some great performances tonight. We faced a really good pitcher who we got out of there and left some guys on base, but still a lot of really good performances. And then Mizorowski was really, really good, especially in the middle of the game. And then Ashby was really, really good. And Abner walked a guy and made a bad pitch.
Left-hander Kyle Harrison starts the rubber game of the series set for this afternoon. Elsewhere in baseball, Shohei Ohtani tossed 4-hit ball over 7 shutout innings, leading the Dodgers to a 4-0 win over the Giants. Washington was a winner over Cincinnati 8-7, and Atlanta beat the Cubs 4-1, Colorado 10-4 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Cleveland 4, the Angels 2, Baltimore 7-0 over the Yankees, Toronto 5, Tampa Bay 3, White Sox 6, Kansas City 5, Houston 4-3 over Seattle. Interleague play, Boston 3, Philadelphia 1, the Mets 3-2 over Detroit, Miami 9, Minnesota 5, Texas 6-5 over Arizona, and the Athletics top the Cardinals 6-2. From the NBA, James Harden scored a playoff-best 30 points, and Donovan Mitchell added 21, helping the Cavaliers come back from a 9-point deficit late in regulation and beat the Pistons 117-113 in overtime. In other Wisconsin sport notes, a 9-member search committee has started its work to find a replacement for Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. The university made the announcement Tuesday. McIntosh resigned April 13th to take a position with the Big Ten Conference. The former general manager for the EW football team, Marcus Sedbury, is holding the position on an interim basis. School officials hope to fill the position this summer. The Packers will play the Rams on Thanksgiving Eve this season. The NFL made the announcement on Wednesday. The official 2026 schedule will be officially released at 7 p.m. tonight. The November 25th game will be streamed on Netflix and will have a 7 p.m. kickoff. And he was an important member of the Milwaukee Bucks championship team in 2021. 41-year-old P.J. Tucker has announced his retirement from professional baseball on Instagram. He didn't play for the Bucks very long, but Tucker was a critical element as the team won its first title in 50 years. He was a strong defender, played a major role in the all-important floor spacing, and was a steady veteran performer. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.